You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Bishop Mark Seitz of El Paso, Texas, has issued a new pastoral letter to his flock on the issue of migration. In his letter, Bishop Seitz denounces narratives that paint our border as a place of chaos and violence and calls for comprehensive immigration reform. He assures migrants that the Church stands with them and calls on the priests and people of his diocese to continue to work actively to help migrants, both in their spiritual and material needs, and through advocacy in the community. He assures community leaders that the Church stands ready to work together with men and women of goodwill to respond to issues arising from migration. Bishop Seitz spoke with Christopher Wells about his pastoral letter.
My basic message is that this is basic response to the call of Jesus Christ and to the gospel. It's not something extraneous to it. We're called to live a life that is radically different because we believe in Jesus. And that part of that difference is that we love our brothers and sisters in need. Mother Teresa has taught us this so clearly, and so many of our saints. We can't call ourselves a Christian unless our heart reaches out in compassion and we recognize our brothers and sisters as indeed members of the family of God and of our family. That leads us to practical conclusions. We don't live our Christian faith in the abstract. That, I think, for me, sums up the message of the pastoral letter. I think unless people really do understand something of the reality of life on the border, they're going to come to the wrong conclusions when it comes to policy regarding immigration. Here we find more people who are immigrants, who make up our community, first of all, and many who are passing through on their way to other destinations. So if they describe the place where they're crossing as a place of chaos, of violence, and so on, it certainly will lead people to different conclusions about what we need to do. And the truth is that this is not a place of chaos. It's a place where people tend to live in a great deal of harmony. We realize that we're deeply interconnected with our neighbors across the border. In fact, many of our families have relatives on either side. And, our economy is interconnected and interdependent. We're friends. So that narrative of chaos just doesn't fit. In addition to that, we also have been listed as the safest city of our size in the United States for a long time. So, once again, the narrative doesn't fit. And I would argue that one of the reasons it is a safe place is because of our migrant members of the community who tend to be more law-abiding, actually, than those born in this country, unfortunately. And also because of a good relationship that the community has with our local police. So those are perhaps some of the main reasons for our safety, as opposed to any reasons for violence.
You speak in your letter about the need for comprehensive immigration reform. And I think you talk about some of the things that would be a part of that reform. Can you talk about what you see as necessary for immigration reform in the United States?
One of the main points is simply that you can't always say we're not going to reform the law until not one person is crossing the border without papers. That's completely unrealistic. They couldn't have said that about the Berlin Wall. So borders are places where people are going to cross. if you want to really have an impact on the flow of migrants, then the best way to do it is to look to the roots, the root causes of migration. And the church has been saying this for years. People are leaving their homes, not because they want to, but because they feel they have to. And very often in our circumstances, as well as those that you're experiencing in Europe, people are leaving because they feel that their lives are threatened, their lives and the lives of their family. So that's a big part of it. We as a church believe that borders can serve a very useful purpose, and all of us want a situation where there is an orderly passage that's permitted. Unfortunately, the laws that we have here in the United States do not respond to the present circumstances. They were written long before the globalization that is part of our life in this world today, long before the particular needs that we're seeing in Central America and Mexico. And so we're saying we need to allow for the safe passage of people who need to come. And we also need to permit passage for those who are responding to needs in this country for laborers, both unskilled and skilled laborers. And unfortunately, our laws in the United States have not responded to these situations for many, many years.
What are you asking, especially of the people of the church in El Paso, to respond to these questions?
Well, as Pope Francis has pointed out so well, there is no effective church teaching if we are not living according to the way we believe. And so we're called here in this community to really know our migrant brothers and sisters, first of all, and to accompany them in their situations. I'm proud to say that many in our community do, and they've served them in amazing ways. We've had periods of time when 1,000 people a week were crossing at our border. We're one of the most challenged parts of our country economically in terms of the income of people, but they, in a completely volunteer effort, they stepped up. We opened shelters in our church facilities and received them, fed them, clothed them, and helped them to continue on their way. I want to see more of that, and I want to see advocacy on their behalf.
That was Bishop Mark Seitz of El Paso, Texas, speaking with Christopher Wells.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.